Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
511 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, getting you into this weekend here, Friday afternoon. I guess you can officially say the weekend's here. It's after 5 o'clock. We appreciate you having us on today. A lot of things going on, and we're going to keep you informed throughout the hour. Let's start off, first of all, and check out what the top three trending stories look like.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Escambia County Clerk Pam Childers is going to review the use of discretionary funds by county commissioners. She's now paused payments for funds already approved by commissioners until her review has been completed. Childers say taxpayer dollars must be spent in a manner consistent with the Florida Constitution, requiring a lawful public purpose. The commission is expected to review Childers' findings and potential policies at an upcoming meeting. Gulf Breeze utility customers will soon see an increase in their rates. It's an effort to come up with the $32 million needed to cover the cost of a $64 million expansion of the Tiger Point wastewater facility. This week, City Council voting to increase the city's sewer rates. And heavy traffic concerns along Blue Angel Parkway getting a lot of attention here today. FDOT's proposing a $345 million project to expand the road from two lanes to four. This is between Pine Forest Road and Highway 98 West. The seven-mile stretch of road connects NAS Pensacola to the 10 freeway. This project is in the study phase. Officials say the study is expected to be completed sometime next year.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Alrighty, due to a mistake, we may have a convicted killer coming back to Osceola County. Kathan Guzman, recently released from a Georgia jail. He was sentenced to life for killing Dahlia Grayson in 2022. That was a girlfriend of his. And officials in Georgia admit he should not have been released. He strangled the 19-year-old Grayson to death when she tried to break up with him. They both attended a local high school, and Grayson's mom still lives in the area. She says she's worried Guzman could target her or her family for helping him get convicted. So Osceola County dealing with a scary situation there, potentially.
Okay, and we're following a story locally. Firefighters are battling a brush fire near Sorrento Road and Inner Rarity Point Road. Very early stage of this story developing. Keep it on News Radio 92.3. We'll have the latest updates for you this afternoon.
And you saying that actually brings up a good point. We've been giving you warnings and alerts saying that, hey, this is expected to be a busier wildfire season in the state of Florida, several parts of Florida, actually, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, actually, there are currently 51 wildfires burning in Florida, affecting some 1,300 acres. On Thursday, a wildfire burned in another local fire here, burned in Molino. According to Escambia County Fire Rescue, that blaze started as a yard debris fire, which got out of control. We see this a lot during the fire season. The Forest Service with Escambia County Fire Rescue responded with multiple units from stations including Molino, Cantonment, and McDavid.
Alrighty, and a Miami man accused of trying to sell fake artwork that he claimed was made by Andy Warhol. The Justice Department announced yesterday Leslie Roberts was indicted for conspiracy to sell forged art using fake documents. He allegedly sold fake arts from a Miami Fine Art Gallery and told buyers that they were original Warhol paintings. Prosecutors say that he also provided phony documents to prove they were allegedly authentic pieces. Another Florida man, Carlos Miguel Rodriguez Melendez, is accused of posing as an auction company employee to falsely claim the works were real.
Okay, something went terribly wrong down in Boca Raton today. It's still a mystery why a small airplane, it was actually a Cessna 310, crashed near the Boca Raton airport, killing all on board. Eben Brown has reports from Miami.
A private aircraft described as a Cessna was seen circling and in distress not far from the runway at Boca Raton Airport in South Florida, and then it crashed on a nearby roadway.
Three on the plane, three souls on board, and we can confirm those were all fatalities.
Michael LaSalle, the assistant fire chief in Boca Raton, the airport there is a small general aviation facility. A motorist ended up driving through the fireball and the debris created by the impact of the aircraft. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Federal investigators are now en route to help determine the cause of the crash. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your state headlines in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads, there's not too much going on right now. Our worst area is probably going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, or westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. But both of those spots are rather pedestrian right now. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 53 this evening. This weekend's going to have highs into low 70s. Sunny, clear days at around 60.
516 News Radio 92.3. Scammers like those gift cards. Card draining. You familiar with this?
I believe so.
The term is where scammers steal cards, copy the information, then put the cards back into a store for an unsuspecting person to buy and activate.
Yeah.
Which does not happen. It has become a growing concern in the state of Florida. Under Florida Senate Bill 1198, passed just this week, Florida will be cracking down on gift card scams. The new Florida law makes it a first-degree misdemeanor, punishable by a $1,000 fine and up to 1 year in jail.
And things are looking up for the Florida citrus industry. We had been hearing that there were some struggles going on, but a USDA report released yesterday shows farmers are actually expected to grow slightly more grapefruits, tangerines, and mandarins this season compared to the last. Orange and lemon production is expected to stay flat, though. The report comes as growers continue to battle citrus greening disease and storm damage. Florida Citrus Mutual CEO Matt Joyner says this report shows the resilience of the state's citrus producers.
517 News Radio 92.3. A little concern in Tallahassee this afternoon. Florida's governor is defending a donation of millions of dollars. It was made by a state agency to a nonprofit organization connected to his wife. Evan Brown has another report for us from Miami today.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there was nothing wrong with the state's Agency for Healthcare Administration donating $10 million to the charity Hope Florida, which is an initiative founded by his wife, Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis. The funds come from a nearly $70 million settlement between the state agency and Centene Corporation involving overpayments to pharmacy benefit managers, part of the state's effort to clean up health care costs. Hope Florida is an assistance charity aiming to get Floridians in need off government welfare. The criticism of the donation stems from Republicans in the state legislature with whom the governor has been feuding. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava going against Governor DeSantis and her own county commission in vetoing their plan to remove fluoride from the water supply. The mayor said that there's no science showing harm from the levels of fluoride being used in Miami-Dade. She adds that fluoridation is proven beneficial for children and families who cannot afford regular dental care. The county commission may override the mayor's veto.
Another sad story about a woman being attacked, this time jogging in Florida's College Park neighborhood. This happened late yesterday afternoon. Fox 35 down in Orlando, Stephanie's Bufamonte is there with us, Tony.
It happened near West New Hampshire Street and Northumberland Avenue around 4:30 in the morning. Orlando police arrested Tyler Fite. They say he hit the woman in the upper body while she was jogging, and she fell to the ground. Fite tried to overpower her, but she was kicking and screaming, which police say made him run away. She ran home and called 911. Police say Fite was caught on surveillance. They were able to arrest him because the victim shared his description on social media. A resident saw someone matching it sleeping in a grassy area nearby. Police detained him, and the victim positively ID'd him. Police say Fite got out of jail 2 months ago for battery on another woman and has been homeless since, living in the woods.
518, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get you some of the biggest stories happening nationwide.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Palm Sunday is a wonderful celebration of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's wonderful because the New Testament passages record the fulfilled prophecies from the Old Testament. Palm Sunday helps prove that Jesus of Nazareth is God's anointed Messiah. As Jesus enters Jerusalem riding a colt, he is doing so in fulfillment of Zechariah 9:9. Recorded hundreds of years before Palm Sunday, Jesus riding that colt identifies him as the Messiah. In addition, as the crowd sees him, they laid down palm branches in his honor, and then they cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." And them saying that was a fulfillment of Psalm 118. So be sure to gather with your local church this Palm Sunday and celebrate all that God has done through the person of his only begotten Son.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, noun, the art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road, you might get lonely.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 5:23, a volatile week has finally ended as stocks somewhat recovered to prior pre-tariff levels. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Another choppy trading session with stocks ending higher as investors digested data on consumer sentiment and inflation amid new tariff developments, with China announcing that it was boosting its tariffs on U.S. imports to 125%. All of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finishing in the green. Shares of gold miners like Newmont surged as the precious metal hit new highs at $3,250. Banks kicking off first quarter earnings season on an upbeat note. The Dow winners, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Apple, the Dow decliners, Disney, Salesforce, and Travelers. The Dow rising 619 points, the Nasdaq higher by 337, S&P 500 up 95. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a group of Stanford University students in California facing felony charges for taking part in a pro-Palestinian protest on campus and allegedly damaging a campus building. They've been charged with felony vandalism and felony conspiracy to trespass. The charges come less than a year after protesters barricaded themselves into Stanford president's office and allegedly did hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage to the building on campus. Prosecutors say the protesters broke windows and furniture, disabled a camera, and even splashed fake blood around the office.
524 News Radio 92.3. There's another sign. Prices moderated in March. Jenny Casala has that story.
Inflation at the wholesale level cooled last month. Economists were expecting a small increase. The producer price index declined 0.4%. The core PPI, excluding food and energy, was down 0.1%. For the year ending in March, the PPI rose 2.7%. The core PPI on an annual basis up 3.3%. All the numbers show improvement from February. The PPI measures prices paid at the wholesale level before things reach consumers. The consumer price index for March also showed signs of inflation easing. It declined 0.1%. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on the roads here. Still have some minor issues on Highway 90, whether it be you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, or traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, your worst-looking spot's probably going to be I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 53 tonight. This weekend's going to have a pair of sunny, clear days, high in the low 70s, and lows at around 60.
Okay, and this weekend also, Pensacola Sports has a couple of events happening on Pensacola Beach. The Firefighters Challenge, one of those, happens tomorrow. Amy Marquez with Pensacola Sports.
26, 2017 right now registered. Wow. And we've got about close to 50 individuals registered. So, yeah, they each go through a task, and they tag their teammate, and then they all have to cross the line together.
Okay, and just across the street over at Mommy Beach or Quiet Water Beach, whatever you prefer, it's the DeLuna Open Water Swim.
We have about almost 400 registered for Saturday. So we have a 0.6 sprint, a 1.2 mile, and a 2.4 mile swim that we'll be doing on Saturday.
Okay, and soccer fans, there is a free SEC soccer exhibition match happening tomorrow over at Ashton-Brosnahan. LSU Tigers, Florida Gators, Mississippi State Bulldogs. Matches start at 1.
It's free. It's first game, I believe, is at 1 o'clock at Ashton-Brosnahan. And then 2:30 and 4 will be the next two games. And, yeah, it's just a good time to go out to the field. And like I said, it's free for anyone to come and see. Good soccer.
I'll definitely be out there tomorrow. Got my lawn chair all pulled out and ready to go. Players, by the way, signing autographs following the matches.
All right. Yeah, so as we said, great weather and great events to enjoy it. The White House says U.S. tariffs are working. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says over 75 countries want to come to the table and were rewarded with President Trump's 90-day reprieve on the tariffs. Leavitt says that the phones have been ringing off the hook with countries looking to make a deal and noted that unlike China, those countries wisely heeded Trump's warning to not retaliate with even higher tariffs.
Okay, 527 News Radio 92.3. Lawmakers once again taking up the issue of daylight savings time. I thought we voted this thing in here a few years ago. This is just absolutely something else. Chad Burnham has more on where things stand in Washington.
To Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey, it's about maximizing sunlight, which he says has other benefits.
When the sun's out, it just increases the likelihood that the corners of people's mouths are going to be turned upwards. They're going to be happier when the sun's out.
The Senate approved a bill 3 years ago to park the U.S. on daylight saving time year-round, but the bill never got through the House. President Trump wants the House and Senate to, quote, push hard for more daylight. He calls changing the clocks a, quote, big inconvenience. The Constitution gives lawmakers control of weights and measures, and that includes managing time.
And the Trump administration declining to give the whereabouts or status of a mistakenly deported Maryland man. Kilmar Obrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador last month as the White House said he was a member of MS-13. In a hearing today, a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to give her daily updates about the return of Obrego Garcia to the U.S. It comes after the Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the government must facilitate the return of the man, but stopped short of making them return him back to the states.
The investigation continues into that terrible helicopter crash in the Hudson River between New York City and New Jersey. Tanya J. Powers has the latest from New York City.
Divers are still working to recover pieces of the chartered Bell 206 helicopter that went down in the Hudson River on Thursday, killing all six on board. National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says it's too soon to determine the cause of the crash.
What we need to do is look at the wreckage now. We need to focus on finding some of the additional components and structures that we're looking for.
She's asking the public to send any video or photos of the crash to the NTSB to help with the investigation. Killed in the crash were a family of five from Spain and the pilot, who the NTSB says had served in the military with almost 800 hours of total flight time. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, while we're talking about aviation here, a proposed makeover of the U.S. aviation system getting a thumbs up from President Trump. Tanya J. Powers, back with more from New York.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says President Trump is on board with a plan to revamp and modernize the Federal Aviation Administration's current system of handling flights. Speaking at the FAA Technical Center in New Jersey, Duffy says he has talked to him about the need for an upgrade, calling it state-of-the-art.
Gold-plated, envy of the world air traffic control system that we want to deploy. I think we can do it in 3 years. Maybe it'll be four.
Duffy says he plans to ask Congress for all the money up front instead of relying on yearly funding. The FAA says it oversees 45,000 flights and almost 3 million passengers each day. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, getting y'all ready here. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
I'm Ted Lindner. The trade war between the U.S. and China continues as China ramps up its import tax on American goods. This is the Trump administration continues tariff negotiations with other nations.
We know that China has now retaliated again. 125% tariffs is what they put on U.S. exports going into China. We also know today that U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer has met with Taiwan and Israel. And on Monday, the European Union is coming into Washington, D.C. to do some negotiations.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. And a judge rules a detained Columbia University activists can be deported from the U.S.
An immigration judge giving lawyers for Mahmoud Khalil until April 23rd to file applications for relief to stop his deportation, noting failure to file will result in an order of removal to either Syria or Algeria.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Supporters of Khalil, who's a green card holder, claim his deportation is a violation of his First Amendment rights. America's listening to Fox News.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the ongoing drama surrounding the UWF Board of Trustees nominees. They got a hearing in the Senate along with PSC nominees, and really interesting contrast between the two slates. Also talked with Alex Andrade about a story that made national news yesterday, discovering a $10 million redistribution of funds from ACA to Hope, Florida, and why that's such a significant thing. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
5:35, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. A little Captain and Tennille action for you this afternoon. Taking you home on this really brilliant Friday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. We appreciate the ride. Before we jump into sports, and boy, do we have some sports for you, let's go ahead and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola's red light cameras are catching an average of 92 drivers a day who are running those lights. This comes after the cameras were activated 2 months ago. 2,589 tickets were issued in February, 2,824 tickets in March. That is a 21% rise in violations. Currently, 51 wildfires burning in Florida, affecting over 1,300 acres. On Thursday, a wildfire burned in Molino. According to Escambia County Fire Rescue, that blaze started as a yard debris fire that got out of control. Forest Service with Escambia County Fire Rescue responding with multiple units from stations including Molino, Cantonment, McDavid. We're following a story this afternoon out on Interarity Point and Sorrento Road. There is a brush fire happening right now. Different departments have been called to really attack that fire. We will keep you updated on the latest developments on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty, kicking things off at the men's college hockey title game, finally being set. Western Michigan faces off against Boston University in what they call the Frozen Four Final on Saturday from St. Louis. The tournament first-timer Broncos took down defending champ and hockey powerhouse Denver with a 3-2 double overtime win to advance. The five-time winning Terriers, meanwhile, slipped by Penn State 3-1, which was also making its tournament debut.
Okay, time to catch you, get you all caught up here. A lot of sports, like I said. Here's your Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
To have a College World Series, to have a college football playoff, to have national championships, you have to have national standards. The system doesn't work with 50 different approaches, which is what's happening through state laws being introduced and adopted.
Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey joined three other power conference heads Thursday for an interview with Brett Baer on Fox News Channel to discuss a need for regulating name, image, likeness deals that collegiate athletes may sign.
Federal preemption, having a standardized platform that oversees and governs NIL is critically important. Today, 34 states see it very differently, and it's relatively unruly.
Brent Yormark, commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, on special report with Brett Baer on Fox News Channel. Yormark said we need help from Congress to regulate pay structure in college sports and athletes who transfer schools to earn more money. Since the transfer portal opened March 24th, over 1,000 Division I college basketball players have entered the portal to switch schools. It's day number two at the 89th Masters. First-round leader Justin Rose shot a 65, seven strokes under par. Good for a three-shot lead over Scottie Scheffler, Ludvig Åberg, and Corey Connors. Rose drained eight birdies in his first 18 holes, along with one bogey. Scheffler, the defending champ and two-time winner at Augusta National, the favorite to win again. Scheffler has an afternoon tee time today. Justin Rose begins his second round this morning. 1992 Masters champ Fred Couples, at age 65 in his 40th tournament at Augusta, enters the second round tied for 11th place at one under par, one shot better than Rory McIlroy, who's tied for 27th. Hockey. Washington Capitals clinch the number one playoff seed of the Eastern Conference for the Stanley Cup playoffs that start next Saturday. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a former Texas wide receiver turning himself into authorities. Frisco police say that Isaiah Bond made the decision yesterday. He had been wanted for an outstanding sexual assault warrant, and he was a projected day two pick in this month's NFL draft and had more than 500 yards to go with five touchdowns for the Longhorns this past season.
Okay, UFL. You know, remember the UFL?
Oh, yeah, that thing, yeah.
They got three games coming up this weekend. And how should you dress? Birmingham's going to be in action. I think the game's tonight. Stallions are in action tonight. Anyway, Fox Weather is tracking the weather for the UFL games this week. And Brady Campbell has more for you.
It is week three of football for the United Football League. And today's game is the home opener for the Birmingham Stallions as they take on the Arlington Renegades. We're forecasting a low weather impact to their game, which is good because they are playing in an open stadium. Meanwhile, three other UFL games are also happening over the weekend. Saturday, weather looks good for the Houston Roughnecks as they play the Memphis Showboats, also in an open stadium. Sunday, the San Antonio Brahmas face the Michigan Panthers indoors, so there's no impact. The same goes for the DC Defenders playing the St. Louis Battlehawks. But for tonight, you can catch today's game from Birmingham starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. In Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And we got some NFL notes going on for a few big names, actually. For starters, the Colts moving on from a veteran special teams player. Indianapolis released Matt Gay just 2 years after signing the most lucrative contract for a free agent kicker. Gay had joined the Colts back in 2023 after agreeing to a 4-year, $22.5 million deal. He had been converting 82% of his field goal attempts over the past two seasons and was 50% from 50 yards or longer.
Okay, today is the deadline for Maine to comply with a ban on transgender athletes in girls and women's sports. I don't believe they addressed that issue today because the Trump administration is already moving with the DOJ. They call it the second instance, and that's when things start to happen. So let me get you up to date on what we know as of this moment. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
The Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights says that by allowing trans athletes to compete in girls' and women's sports, Maine is violating Title IX, which bans sex-based discrimination in education programs. The agency says if the state does not come to an agreement by the deadline, the matter will be referred to the Department of Justice. The state says Maine's Human Rights Act recognizes trans athletes and prohibits discrimination against them. Democratic Governor Janet Mills says they plan to follow state and federal law, and there are no plans to align with the president's order. Only two trans athletes are competing in Maine at the high school level during the current school year. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty, and to wrap up, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. This offseason, the New York Giants have signed Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, and the Cleveland Browns have traded for Kenny Pickett, and just today signed Joe Flacco. So should any of these quarterback moves prevent the Browns or Giants from drafting Shador Sanders with the second or third overall pick? Heck no. But ultimately, I think Cleveland and New York are tipping their hand with these moves, and even though I vehemently disagree with their decision, we shouldn't expect Shador Sanders to now get drafted in the top three picks. I'm Zach Gelb.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online, no medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/sports. ethos.com/sports.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All righty. First up, we've got Some news here within the Ivy League situation. We were talking about Stanford. That's not Ivy League, but it's pretty smart. So I would say that's a pretty good segue from earlier this hour. An immigration judge says Columbia University organizer and pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil can be deported by the White House. Secretary of State Marco Rubio wrote to the judge arguing that Khalil served as a spokesperson for anti-Israel protesters and took part in anti-Semitic protests and disruptive activities, which would qualify as reasons for deportation. Lawyers for Khalil have until April 23rd to appeal today's ruling.
What is the old saying? Loose lips sink ships. Remember that one?
Yes.
Okay.
This kind of hard to say.
Well, this might apply. The commanding officer of the U.S. Space Force installation in Greenland, if you remember, this is where Vice President J.D. Vance recently visited, is now removed from her post in light of an email sent following the event in which she distanced herself from the White House. Eben Brown has the report and the story.
U.S. Space Force Colonel Susan Myers is relieved of her command of Bidufeek Space Base in Greenland as a consequence of an email sent to all personnel at the installation following the official visit last month by Vice President J.D. Vance. The visit to Greenland had been connected to the Trump administration's open desire to acquire Greenland from Denmark. Myers' email addressed that matter, saying the administration's concerns are not reflective of Bidufeek Space Base. Space Force confirms Myers' removal, citing a loss of confidence in her ability to lead. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. Maybe some backups on Pine Forest Road still if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but it's looking pretty minor. Same with Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 76 degrees, low of 53 tonight, mostly clear. Saturday and Sunday going to be sunny, clear days, highs in the low 70s.
Okay, so the moral of the story is if you're going into the northeast area of the country, it will be cold, it will be rainy, it will be miserable along the eastern seaboard this weekend, while summer-like warmth is expected in the west and right here in the Pensacola area. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your forecast.
The eastern third of the country is in for messy weather the next few days with rain, wind, and accumulating snow for parts of the northeast, including Pennsylvania, upstate New York, and New England. Temperatures well below average with widespread daytime highs in the 30s and 40s. Meanwhile, record warmth expected for the west, in particular the desert southwest Great Basin into Texas, and that also means a high risk for fire danger. Fox Weather for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Got a full business slate for you getting underway here. Starting strong with Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The average rate on the popular 30-year fixed mortgage surged 13 basis points today to 7.1%, according to Mortgage News Daily. That's the highest rate since mid-February. China today retaliating against President Donald Trump's tariffs by raising levies on U.S. goods to 125%, according to the Chinese Finance Ministry. Chinese officials are saying if the U.S. continues to increase tariffs on China, Beijing will simply ignore them. Frontier Airlines cut its first quarter outlook and pulled its full year forecast, citing a drop in demand and economic uncertainty. Frontier follows Delta Airlines in cutting its capacity plans. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 1.5 to more than 2%. Meanwhile, U.S. crude oil futures for May are above $61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
547 News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for the ride home today. We do appreciate that. The NASCAR Cup Series rolls into Bristol, Tennessee this weekend for the annual Food City 500. This is a business story, and the Fox's business correspondent, Max Gordon, is in this afternoon. He's actually in Bristol, Tennessee, with more on the race.
Bristol Motor Speedway is special because it's so small, just a little over half a mile around. The cars on the track reach speeds of around 130 miles per hour, completing a lap every 15 seconds. I got to experience what it's like to go around the track for myself, taking a few hot laps with NASCAR driver Ty Dillon. I asked Ty what it's like to race here at Bristol.
We're driving so hard side by side, sometimes bouncing off of each other. It gets a little rough here.
getting in and out of the car and you're hearing the fan just go crazy. It makes the hair stand up on your skin every time.
This weekend, there are various races leading up to the main event on Sunday, the Food City 500. The race is at 3 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch it on FS1. In Bristol, Tennessee, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And Walmart being sued by a Louisiana shrimper, of all folks. George Barasich says the big box store used a picture of his boat without his permission. Mm-hmm. On top of that, he's furious that the image is being used to sell imported shrimp from Indonesia and Ecuador. The lawsuit filed this week in St. Bernard Parish suggests that the sign falsely indicates to consumers that the advertised products of imported seafood are approved by, sponsored by, or affiliated with the plaintiff in some way.
Okay, U.S. corporate bankruptcies rising to the highest level in 15 years. Carmen Roberts has this trending story.
Data from S&P Global show 188 U.S. corporations filed for bankruptcy during the first 3 months of this year. That's the highest quarterly level since 2010, when 254 filed in the wake of the Great Recession. S&P Global reports that companies, especially those with weaker balance sheets, face challenges as debt matures and needs to be refinanced at higher interest rates. Notable companies that filed for bankruptcy this past quarter include the owner of the retail chain Forever 21, crafts retailer Joanne, and genetics testing company 23andMe. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Zillow going to stop listing homes for sale on its website if they are first marketed only to a small group of potential buyers. The move takes effect next month and will require homes to be broadly listed if sellers also want it to be listed on Zillow. Zillow claims it will help sellers get better prices, but those who oppose the decision argue that it actually limits seller choice.
Okay, the House and Senate have lined up the framework for the Trump administration's budget and tax cut legislation. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said his chamber would adhere to the House's much higher floor for spending cuts. Fox is all over this one from Washington.
Thune is certainly going to try to get there, right? I think that's what he said. He will try to be as aggressive as possible, but this is the tough part. It sets us up for a potential new battle between Republicans, not just in the House, but also in the Senate, over where to make spending cuts. Now, the president's agenda is very large. He wants to extend his tax cuts. He wants to add extras like no taxes on tips, more border security, and raise the debt ceiling. This is going to cost a lot of money, and House Republicans are demanding the Senate cut a minimum of $1.5 trillion. The issue now is where it comes from, because the Energy and Commerce Committee has been tasked. The goal is for them to cut more than half of that.
And consumer sentiment fell more than expected in April as inflation fears surge. The University of Michigan's mid-month reading dropped 11% from March, with declines across all age and income groups. The survey noted consumers report multiple warning signs that raise the risk of recession. The results point to growing concerns that President Trump's tariffs will raise inflation and slow growth.
Interesting story is coming out of Birmingham this afternoon. U.S. coal producers say they're ready to help meet the power demands for artificial intelligence. Kelly Sabarini has more from Tuscaloosa.
Secretary Burgum is currently making his rounds of this company, Warrior Met Coal in Alabama, before we head down 1,800 feet. The Warrior Coal Company works with some of the largest steel producers in the world. His visit comes on the heels of President Trump's executive orders on coal and energy signed this past Tuesday. And the EOs directly impact Warrior because without mining on federal land, they would lose out on hundreds of thousands of tons of coal that would simply go to waste. The executive order also asks the Energy Department to designate coal as a mineral for use in new technologies. It also ends the JUUL moratorium, the legislation that banned leasing for coal plants on federal land.
All righty, 5:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll give you some more frivolous headlines and pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere.
Stanley spent his life in the saddle, wrangling whatever life threw at him. But nothing prepared him for the fight against low T and ED. Shame practically hunched him over. Ambien pills just gave him a headache. He begged for a lifeline.
Well, maybe it's over.
Wave Men's Health said no. Medical conditions, old age, there's hope. This is about real treatments. Science, not one size fits all guesswork. Wave Men's Health was designed for men who hate going to the doctor. Personalized plans, cutting edge treatments, overseen by an actual provider that takes the time to listen. With low T and ED treatments others only dream about, we fight like hell to get you back in the saddle. Because every second you wait, your condition could worsen. Act now. Don't let time slip away. Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMen'sHealth.com. Your consultation is only $99, including blood work. And you'll know your T level before you leave. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The Waves and Wonders Luxury Sales Event is happening Saturday, April 12th at Marine Max Pensacola. Experience luxury like never before. Join in an unforgettable day of complimentary cocktails, a pop-up menu handcrafted by a local chef, plus exclusive pricing on the finest yachts and boats in the market. From seasoned boating enthusiasts to first-time buyers, the Waves and Wonders Luxury Sales Event at Marine Max Pensacola has something for everyone. Saturday, April 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., 1901 Cypress Street.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see here. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, it's going to be a low of 53 tonight. This weekend has highs in the low 70s and lows sitting at around 60.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You know, it's been a few years since I've actually heard from Greenpeace, you know, the war protest people. They used to go out and do the boats and things like that. Hadn't heard from them in a while, but we're hearing from them now. A noted environmental group, Greenpeace, is getting involved in any war protest. Tom Rigotti has this report from Boston.
Six members from Greenpeace are under arrest after police in London say they poured 79 gallons of blood-red dye into a pond in front of the U.S. Embassy in a protest against arms sales to Israel. Greenpeace UK says 12 of its activists tipped non-toxic biodegradable dye from containers and blazoned with the word "Stop Arming Israel" into the pond. The environmental group says the stunt was intended to highlight the death and devastation caused by U.S. weapons in Gaza. The embassy says the protest damaged a 1.5 million gallon water supply on the property, wasting a local environmental resource. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And the Oscars will begin presenting an award for movie stunts. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will first give out the award for achievement in stunt design at the 100th Academy Awards, honoring films released in 2027. The push for a stunt award was reportedly led by director David Leitch, who helmed last year's action comedy The Fall Guy, about a stuntman embroiled in a criminal conspiracy.
557 News Radio 92.3. Nice sunny afternoon. Temps in the 70s. Green flags flying on the island. Rip currents, low levels. Life is good. YouTube, now offering a new service for music creators. Eben Brown has the details in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Ready to make some free music on YouTube? Creators on YouTube have long had the chance to pay for the Creator Music feature, which provides a library of recorded music tracks to be used in their video content. The service costs creators a fee, but assists in ensuring music tracks are used in accordance with copyright and licensing laws. But creators on that service in YouTube will soon get an option for brand new royalty-free tracks created on demand by artificial intelligence. YouTube previewed the new feature on their Creator Insider channel. It allows one to enter into a prompt or request for music using certain instruments, tempos, or styles. The AI will generate a few options for free use. The creator then can pick their choice and download it for insertion into their video creations. Creator Music will be U.S. exclusive and will roll out to eligible users over time. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the director of a Minecraft movie says it's weird the cops are being called over people cheering and throwing popcorn during screenings. Jared Hess told Entertainment Weekly that he thinks the crowd reaction to his film is great. It comes as videos have gone viral of younger moviegoers screaming and throwing popcorn during certain scenes. Hess said he's just happy people are finding joy and going to the movie theaters.
Oh, what fun that is. A Grey's Anatomy star has been diagnosed with ALS. This is very sad. Michelle Polino has more for you.
Eric Dane revealed he has ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. The 52-year-old actor told People magazine on Thursday that he is grateful to have his loving family by his side as they navigate this next chapter. ALS affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing progressive loss of muscle control with no known cure. Dane didn't share many details about his diagnosis, but confirmed he's returning to work next week and added he feels fortunate to be able to keep on working. Dane currently plays Cal Jacobs, the Jacobs family patriarch, on HBO's hit show Euphoria. He's best known for his role as Dr. Mark Sloan, the charismatic plastic surgeon on Grey's Anatomy. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
News Radio, 92.3. Friday afternoon, and it is a real good one here. Several sales tax holidays coming to help Floridians. Let me give you the roll real quick here. Disaster Preparedness Tax Holiday, June 2nd through 15th. The Freedom Month Holiday, July 1st through 31st. Back to School Tax Holiday, August 1st through 10th. The Skilled Workers Tax Holiday, August 29th through September 7th. And the Hunting Season Tax Holiday, September 15th. Through October 19th. Yeah, these holidays benefiting families buying tickets, workers needing tools, parents shopping for back-to-school items, and for unfortunately, Floridians preparing for the hurricane season. Coming up in less than 12 minutes. We'll be back. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hope you're having a good one.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.